The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the Wednesday edition of LTD Radio. This is where we gather together and listen, think, and discern. That's what this program is all about, being an LTD. Listen, think, and discern. And it is my distinct privilege and honor to be your host this afternoon and most afternoons. Let me give you the telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And just a quick note. Joy and I will be hopping in the car as soon as I'm done here, and we're headed to Logan, Ohio tonight. Well, actually, out in the country outside of Logan, we are privileged to help kick off the big Jubilee at Ebenezer Baptist Church. They've been doing this for years, and Joy and I have had the privilege of being a part just about since the very beginning. It starts tonight. Ebenezer Baptist Church, look it up on the website and follow their directions. You won't find it, you know, accidentally. You got to be looking for it. It is out in the country on a dirt road, but you will not believe what you will find when you get there. It's an incredible church, incredible meetings tonight through Sunday. And again, Joy and I have the privilege of helping kick it off tonight. And my topic tonight, what do you do when you fail? Anybody failed? Anybody listening to my voice, have you ever failed? What do you do when you fail? Well, there is a wonderful biblical answer, and I'll be sharing that tonight. At the Jubilee at Ebenezer Baptist Church, you got plenty of time to make plans. Just make, you know, make enough time to get there. It's it's about 10 minutes outside of Logan, out in the country. So join us tonight. That is, if you don't have a good Bible-believing church that has a Wednesday night service. If you do, that's where you should be. I never encourage people to pull them away from their own church. Never. So, but if you don't, well, you will have, it'll be great. It'll be great. And that's tonight. The debate, we put it on record. We didn't get home until after it had started. And boy, am I glad we could Fast forward. Oh, my goodness. My first observation, very first observation right out of the gate, this isn't about any of these candidates. It's about Trump. And if you watched it last night for the first, what, 15, 20 minutes? For the first 15, 20 minutes, I hate Donald Trump. Yeah, but I hate him even more. No. I hate him more than you do. No, you don't. I hate Donald Trump more than you do. Oh, you couldn't possibly hate Donald Trump more than I do because I hate him more than anybody. It was. And then the wild, unsubstantiated claims. Okay. So you don't like Donald Trump. But I hope you at least are an advocate for truth. I thought the majority of the Democratic candidates last night disqualified themselves from being the president of the United States within the first 10 minutes. Why? Because I heard over and over and over again, there is no doubt he has committed offenses worthy of impeachment. He should be impeached. Folks, the investigation has just begun. In America, you are innocent until proven guilty. Most of the Democratic presidential candidates last night declared publicly that Donald Trump is guilty. They declared that. At least three, maybe four of them said, he broke the law on that phone call. No, he didn't. That's not proven. I think Kamala Harris said he's broken the law at least three times. She didn't say when or how. I think Elizabeth Warren said he's broken the law three times. And Joe Biden, you're talking about Trump, he calls people names. Trump and his thugs. Okay. Yeah. He calls people names. And by the way, he does, and that bothers me. But anyway, I thought it was at times boring. At other times, it was quite entertaining when there were multiple times during the debate, they were little kids. Now, I am not saying that the Republicans don't do this in their debates either, but Bernie Sanders raising his hand, me, calling me. Elizabeth Warren, me. Joe Biden, me. Did you see that? Oh, my goodness. I just couldn't believe it. They were so unbelievably childish. No real substance. We're going to give everybody anything they want. Bernie Sanders, you elect me, I will give a job to every single person in America. Really? What about the people who are just lazy bums and don't want to work? You know, what about them? I'm going to give them a job anyway. And if they won't work, well, we'll just give them money. Free health care, free education, free this. Elect us, we'll give you free. It was just the typical liberal left talking points. Elect us and we will give you anything and everything you want. What do you want? Elect us and we'll give it to you. Just tell us what you want and we will promise it to you. I thought that reasonable people, Democrat or Republican, and if you're a Democrat, that's fine. But I think if you are a reasonable, objective person, you had to come away from that debate last night shaking your head and saying, our party is in serious trouble. And then there were just ludicrous, ridiculous statements. Cory Booker, how in the world did this guy ever get elected to anything? Did you hear what he said last night? He said, and let me read you the quote so you know I'm not making it up. He said, and I quote, and by the way, he broke in on this, and it was totally off topic. Absolutely, totally off topic. It had nothing to do with the question he was asked. But he said, women should not be the only ones taking up this cause in this fight. It's not just because women are our daughters and our friends and our wives. It's because women are people. Wow. Isn't that profound? It's because women are people. And people deserve to control their own bodies. And then if that wasn't bad enough, he went on and he said, this, I'm quoting, this may be controversial, but I'm going to say it anyway. Women are people. Wow. Now that is controversial. Women are people. Oh, my goodness. Wow. By the way, the debate is being slammed by just about everybody today, including Democrats, including the majority of the Democratic candidates were not saying nice things about the debate, the moderator, or the questions. No, Elizabeth Warren, very critical. Kamala Harris, very critical. Tulsi Gabbard, very critical. Bernie Sanders, very critical. Yeah, even the Democrats were critical. I want to get into this, but I better take a break. Got just a couple more quick comments about the debate. If you got comments, if you saw it, want to make a comment, please give me a call. If you think I'm completely nuts and misrepresenting the debate, please call 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Just a couple more comments about the debate, and then we'll move on. The bias of CNN and the New York Times was on full display. There were 12 candidates, all right? The disparity of time given to the candidates, I think, reveals the candidate that CNN would like to see elected. I think that makes sense. They were the monitors of the time allotted to each of the individuals. You ready for this? Elizabeth Warren had 10 minutes and 57 seconds. Let's round that up to 11 minutes. All right? Next, Bernie Sanders, 5 minutes and 34 seconds. Half the time. Elizabeth Warren was given twice the time of Bernie Sanders. Joe Biden had 5 minutes and 15 seconds. Elizabeth Warren had twice as much time as Joe Biden. And then it goes down. Tulsi Gabbard, 1 minute and 49 seconds. Out of three hours, Tulsi Gabbard had 1 minute and 49 seconds. 10 times the amount of time that Elizabeth Warren had. Elizabeth Warren had 10 times the minutes of Tulsi Gabbard. It was clear, the absolute undeniable bias of CNN and the New York Times. They like certain candidates, and then they're screaming about Donald Trump trying to influence an election with a foreign power. Mm-hmm, yeah. One of the highlights of the debate or you might call it a low light, was not a part of the debate itself, but rather a commercial that ran in the middle of the debate by Ron Reagan. Not Ronald Reagan, Ron Reagan, his son, his namesake. I want you to listen. This is the ad that ran during the debate from the Freedom From Religion Foundation and Ron Reagan.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist, and I'm alarmed by the intrusions of religion into our secular government. That's why I'm asking you to support the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics, working to keep state and church separate, just like our founding fathers intended. Please support the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
That's an intentional pause. He ended by Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell. Now, I know that a lot of people would respond to that with, well, he deserves. Hey, listen, we all deserve to burn in hell. When I heard that, my heart just ached. Because unless he changes, one day he will, and he will not be making light of it. I just found that heartbreaking, but also found it very revealing that the Freedom From Religion Foundation decided to run an ad about atheism in, and you talk about in your face, they decided to run it in the middle of the Democratic debate. Why? They found a welcoming audience. The Democrat Party has become the godless party. And I used to get upset with people and say, well, Democrats are anti-American. I don't do that anymore. Now, I don't want to make more of this than we should, but one glaring omission last night, there was not a single American flag. Flags have always been a part of debates. Always. I double dog dare you to find video or even a still picture of a presidential debate any time in American history since photographs have existed where there is not at least one American flag. Not one. And folks, everything about that debate last night was intentional. Every inch of that stage, the set, the lighting, everything was planned and intentional. It is not unusual for a presidential debate to begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. It is not unusual for a presidential debate to begin with the national anthem. That's not unusual. Nothing. Nothing. I think that tells us a great deal about the condition of the Democrat Party today. Hey, when we come back, I've got a special guest that's going to bring us up to date on some very important legislation right here in the state of Ohio.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.